eliminate in Krishna conception of Godhead. Because we shall be able to find gradually that our innermost hankering is for that sweetness, that sweet consorthood. According to that position, Bhaksarya Sakho, a little modified. We can't ignore, it is the truth, we can't avoid. Wherever we go, we are in the tree section, or in the insect, animal, wherever we go. This is within us, the eternal search within for something. And that thing is. And how? Try again to find out the innermost satisfaction, the object of inner. Nati vidushatva gotinghi vishnum durasayaji bahiratva vanina prallat marasmi. We can't understand the object of our selfish nature is Vishnu conception, Krishna conception. Generally misguided, we make much of the cover. Is it that, all cover. But when we come to the sadhu and get Sukriti or some help, then we can understand not the cover, but my inner heart is searching after Vishnu, after Krishna conception, Prahlad Maharaj. We can detect. We can understand our own self. Atmodarshan, atmosakhatkar. When we can meet our own self, we can find, according to our progress, that what are our innermost demand, what we want to hear, what we want to hear. And its culmination to full present season, that is Krishna conception. There we are so far, no further. It stops its journey there. So it is not a thirst on anyone against his will. No force, no enforcement, no apply of any force. It is natural only to understand. Favorable circumstance helps us to understand our own music. We have to be educated about our own self and the selfishness proper. What is our real self and what is selfishness proper? Then we can come gradually to understand the Krishna is guide minister, Krishna conception of the environment. Vrindavan can satisfy us. Vrindavan is a place that can fulfill all our inner hankerings to the fullest extent, no further. It is natural. The comparative study is allowed, not a blind faith led towards a corner by a designing man, no. March in the plain line. Satyam Shivam Sundaram. First existence, unassailable existence assured. Next, Shivam, general satisfaction that is above death. To conceive oneself above death, beyond the attack of the negative side, self position, then positive progress, Sundaram. Shivam means to get out of the negative side, attack, torment, difficulties, to go above that, Shivam. Satyam Shivam, then Sundaram, that sweetness and beauty, march towards that. Three stages of life, to feel where we are, really our position. That we are assailed by our environment, attacked and subdued, action, reaction. To get out of that in the abscissa, that is Shivam, out of the negative influence. Then third position is fulfillment, to march in the beautiful atmosphere of Vrindavan. And very akin to them, we also can find Navadvip, a little generous Vrindavan, generous, magnanimous Vrindavan. We are concerned more with that, fallen souls. Very palatable dishes are being served amongst the friends in a circle, and then that being distributed to the public. Two forms are the highest. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Nidai go, nidai go, nidai go. Nidai go, nidai go. So to be adjusted in this way, unassailable position. We admit the necessity of only one thing, back to home. March towards home. All engagements must be subservient to that. If it hinders the royal march back to home, that should be rejected. And what will help our march towards home, that is accepted. That is the only thing. Only duty we have got to discharge. We must go home, where the innermost part, with the innermost part, wholesale satisfaction we get. Every nerve gets its satisfaction of our existence. Full pleasure theism, consideration for the necessity and the fulfillment of every nerve in our system. Every now we'll find a satisfaction in that side, wholesale satisfaction of our whole existence, automatic, found in that land, that is home, where full attendance are given to us, to our every now of existence. We want to go there. Here, it is impossible in this atmosphere to have. We cannot lead a treacherous life. We must be sincere to our own self. And that requires that we cannot be a devotee of Krishna, cannot be members of Krishna consciousness. That is the universal march. And that is necessary for everyone. Wherever there is animation, self-consideration, it cannot be avoided. Most universal form of life and the fullest utilization of our energy is only there. It is not non-scientific, higher science. Higher science, where The mortality is also, is given his due position. With death everything finishes, not that half, a haphazard program. The program is a full program. We must live crossing the boundary of mortality, concerned with our eternal life. Only we are trying our heart only after death, then after death, that is unknown. We cannot be satisfied with that unknown propaganda. The unknown must also be taken within our program, and we have to provide for that. Such broad, wide program we want to have for us as well as for others. That is the clear program of us, living the eternity. Living the eternity, and the demand of that will find eternal aspect within ourselves. Our soul is eternal factor in the eternity. We can find out in course of that search. Who am I? Really, I am a factor in the eternity. And when we come to make much of this flesh and blood, we come down in the level of mortality. We are immortal, and Socrates had to pay off his life for that. Paul is immortal. At the cost of his life, he had to prove that. Soul is immortal. Our innermost factor in this world is immortal. And the environment is also immortal. And we are a member of the immortal world. And then, not mere immortality will satisfy. What is the positive gain to be a member of the immortal world? To first to get out of all these undesirable troubles that come to disturb us. And the next, the positive fulfillment. Hare Krishna. Nitu nitanam chetanas chetananam eku bahunam vidadhati kamam. What is extended here from the domain of immortality, there we find somehow about the immortal world. What type of that world is, which is said to be immortal? They are also men are living. They are also persons are living. And they are living, they are enjoying their life. And they send something down to this world that we are so and so. We are living men in the Kivala Shukra, Mars. Na, ki? Shukra ke ki wale?
Seminar.
Eh? Shukra ke?
Seminar.
Eh?
Seminar.
Venus.
No. Seminar.
Shukra. Mars is Mangal, Jupiter is Brihaspati. Venus,
Shukra. Planet. Which planet?
The planet where they suppose that higher civilization is there.
Venus.
So, they are more civilized, but a recent finding is that Venus is also a desert. So much there living. Hitherto they suppose that the higher civilization may be found in Venus than this earth. But now they are disappointed, finding nowhere any higher civilized life. No life, no human beings can be traced. But Indian philosophy does not say that there are living, but not this flesh and blood. Their body is otherwise. Just after death, the mental system, they lives centering about moon, Pithri Lok. Pithri Lok is located in the moon. And Dev Lok towards the sun, more light. Sun and moon is connected more with earth. After death they go to the moon and then they are in connection with the earth. Again they have to come here to live and do karma in this. But those that get liberation from the earthly enjoyment, they go towards the sun, crossing the boundary of attraction of the earth, they go forth to the eternal atmosphere of the sun. That is another thing. And the Dhruvalok is considered to be holding some position of devotion, Dhruva, the polar star, that he has not yet investigated by the scientists, Dhruva Lok. And Dhruva Lok and this earth, it is very peculiar. They are holding similar position always, all moving, but still earth and this Dhruva planet, they are holding similar position. So the Indian yogi scientists, they are of opinion that this earth is not moving. In consideration with the sun, it is moving. But if we fix all movements are relative, if we think whether earth is moving or not, we with our concentration in relation with the Dhruva, the mass, the polar system, then earth is here, stands still, and the sun and the others are moving. You take a photo thinking that earth is immovable. Take a photo and the Dhruva and the earth, they are holding similar position always. In consideration, taking the sun in the center, so many moving. But if Dhruva is taken in the center, then the earth is always maintaining the same position with it. Then you take the picture, sun and the others all moving, but earth is fixed. We can think like that. So movements, motion means a relative conception. Two persons, two trains going parallel, two persons there, face to face. They think that we are not moving, always face to face, though the train is moving in the same rate of velocity. We are changing no position. Yatra chandamasam yogi prapa yogi prapa nivartati. After death, for some time, they want to get some mental peace. They went to this moon. But with the astral body, not to be traced by the earth observation. Then they again come back here. They have charm for the enjoyment of this earth, so they do not go out of the circle of attraction of the earth. They go up to moon and come back. And crossing the gravitation of the earth, those that go towards the sun, they have no charm for any attraction, attractive enjoyment on the earth. Uttarayam, Dakshinayan and Uttarayan. Uttarayan, that goes crossing the boundary line of gravitation of the earth. No charm for the earth, earthly pleasure. And those that they have got still attraction for the earthly pleasure, they go to the moon and you can come back. The moon is the satellite of the earth. But anyhow, our ultimate basis will be subjective evolution, revolutionary, the most revolutionary thing in the line of hypnotism. As Krishna showed Arjuna Vishwarupa, that line. It is his sweet will. He can display in any way his creation as he likes. He controls the whole subject. And as he likes to show anyone, he can do that. He controls the whole subjectivity, the seer, the hearer, the thinker. The absolute thinker controls all the thinkers under him. Just as earth attracts all our bodies, all material substance attracted by the earth, controlled by the earth, or just the sun or something else. So also, the absolute thinker controls all thinking agents. It is his lila, then his lila. And also, partly freedom is given for the time being, as he wills, to the so many thinking units. Thinking units also given their independence to a certain extent, but not absolute. It is his will, everything for himself, and he is by itself and for itself. This Hegelian theory covers the whole thing. By itself and for itself. In consideration of the existence and in consideration of the fulfillment, both sides controlled by him. But he is such, his nature is such, that we can live happily with him. He cannot live in a desert. He wants to live in a family. He wants to live in a family. He is a family man, sonhood of God, according to us. Peace, home, Vrindavan, home, plain, simple, loving, promising, an infinite resources. There was a mock fight between Sivas Pandit and Swarup Damodar. Sivas Pandit wanted to plead about Vaikuntha. Swarup Damodar, after hearing to a certain extent, could not tolerate. He told you, Sivas, you forget what are the wealth in Vrindavan. The ordinary tree holds the capacity of all the resources of your Vaikuntha, Prabhulata, all these. The milk cows, they are like such. These creepers and these trees and so many. Simple. But the grandeur, all reverence, the wealth, all sight, that is suppressed within the earth. Put, that is Vrindavan. That is Vrindavan. This is pleasing. grandeur cannot please one for a long time. He will be vexed in himself, will cannot be tolerated. But this homely life, the plain life, the simple life, the forest life, that is health-giving. Now also these scientific persons, they discover that trees are necessary for our living. If we do away with the forest, then we won't be able, who will supply the carbon dioxide, the oxygen for us. So in towns also, they are trying to create trees, forest. The forest is a life-giving place, and town is not so, life-killing. And the forest, life-giving. So Vrindavan, life-giving, supplying vitality from all quarters, Vrindavan. Vaikuntha is not so. All concentrated in Krishna. Others living helpless, dependent life to Krishna. Oh, Krishna will see, Krishna will do, Krishna will in this way. The friends, when Krishna hold up the Govardhan, the friends told, oh, you could not hold it by yourself alone. We also put our sticks to hold it up. Without our help, you could not do. The friends are saying. Rakha karo vitu nishtaya jani, paano karo bhuham yamuno paano. At the bottom of their heart, they are so confident of the Krishna assistance, continuous Krishna assistance at their back. They are going and rushing towards poisonous thing and swallowing poison, drinking poison. Oh, Krishna is at our back. Whom do I fear? We don't fear anyone. They are going to that Kaliyadaha, the poisonous place of Jamuna by the serpent venom. They are drinking that water and fainting, but without any fear. Oh, Krishna is at our back. He will look after whatever calamity befalls on us. He will ultimately take care of that. Then Krishna had to go and again to revive them from the poisonous effect. Rakhishati to Vishasu in Saranagati, in the process of surrender, there is one great part is that he will protect me. Whom do I care? I don't care for anyone. He's my master, is there on my head. He will protect me. No necessity of any apprehension from any quarter. I don't. And the Sakkha Rasa. That is very, very clear. Rakhi Shariri Visharu. And at the same time, challenging in the time of play. You could not do this. I gained over you. You failed. Such homely play. God and the serpent in equal position on the surface. Sometimes holding lower position, even family life, sweet family life. And the devotees of the higher type, they see devotion only there when The absolute is defeated to the part. The peculiar thing is devotion, yoga maya. Devotion. Leaving everything. Say, we want devotion only. If we get devotion, the absolute will come to our door. Devotion is such. So go on praising devotion, devotion, devotion. It's all in all is devotion. Where is devotion? Where it is found that the master is defeated by the servant. There is devotion. There you can trace what is devotion. Aham bhakta paradhino jha satantri vaddhija. My absolutism is forgotten at that time. That I am absolute, I forget that. I go as one of them sometimes, approach them to serve. That peculiar thing is devotion. So high. Then what this worldly energy or that knowledge will come to cope with it. It is devotion means mystic miracle. Devotion.
Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. With what capital Nityananda Prabhu wandered along the two banks of this Ganges Bhagirathi. Both the banks of this river. Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Laha Gauranga, Naam. Ye jana Gauranga bhaje se yamar pram. Nitai noile jamhavir tire hori vadeke, hori vadeke re gaur hori vadeke. Who else than Nityananda is roaming between the along the banks of this Ganges with the name of Hari and the Gaur Hari, surely it is Nityananda. So bold assertion, careless of any visual energy, Nityananda boldly asserting, take the name of Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, and you would have wonderful promise of your life. Take the name of Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. High potentiality, distributing the highest potentiality along the banks of the Ganges, that great Nityananda. How we have to judge the efficiency and the utility of a thing. We can judge it only in connection of its goal, of its highest prospect. Things should be judged by the how valuable it is. If we can understand what was distributed in Bhagavatam and Sri Gauranga, that how that is the highest attainment of all us, all animation, then we can appreciate That Bhagavan Nityananda, in the Bhagavan life, he was only crying out, take the name of Gauranga, take the name of Gaurhari. Ultimately, that half educated and then fat and a strong gentleman of high, tall figure, and the carelessness, moving anywhere, everywhere. But he has one precedent record in his back that he delivered Jogai Madai, the greatest gunda of the time. That was at his back. He is only like a Bhagavan. He is there and takes the name of Gauranga. But his back, that record supports him. The Jogai Madai is there. We cannot ignore them. That is a concrete fact. Whatever. Tantrika, Noyayik, the logicians, or so many miraculists, whoever we are, we cannot dismiss from our experience the Jagai Madhari, that horrible thing. That was converted by that Bhagavan Nityananda. So, something, some attention, some apprehension we must have for that man. Came from the side of Birbhum, unknown man, joined the Gauranga and became his most favorite. And now Gauranga is there in Jagannath Puri, and his representative is here. A dreadful figure to the whole culture of the then Navadvip, the logicians as well as the tantrics. Krishna, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But the approach was so mild, that Bali Nityananda Bhume Gori Jai Sonar Pad Vajjana Dhulai Lotai. Appealing, 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 no response. Then he is rolling on the gate. Listen to me. I have come to give you the highest thing. Don't dare away the highest nectar is passing through your door. Take it, take a drop. And as if one big, beautiful and fair body, like just as a golden peak of a mountain is rolling on the head. So much earnestness to do good to the people. Nodi Aadhar Kore Gora Jai Re. When Mahaprabhu went to took sannyas, the devotees, some of them, sang this song. Oh, the Gauranga is going out of Navadvip. The whole Navadvip is enveloped in darkness. As long as he was here, the great light. He is passing away, leaving Navadvip at his back, and the Navadvip seems to be a dark area. For you, inhabitants of Navadvip, go and take him back. Fall at his feet and take him back to Navadvip, reinstate there. Otherwise, all dark. Hathe paaye dhare phira re, nodi aadhar kore gora jaye. The light of Navadvip is going away. Pranabhati. You don't appreciate this. You don't know what wealth you are missing. Go and fall at his feet and take him. He is stating Nabandi. This way the devotees are saying. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur. Adjustment to take the name of Gauranga Nityananda, to maintain the adjusted position. Position may be disturbed by some influences from outside, but when we take the name, we find, we think that we are again having my proper adjusted position, taking the name of Gauranga Nityananda. I am at their feet. Kripaya nija pada pankajam sthita dhuli sarisang vichintaya. Please consider me a dust of your holy feet. That is my position. I like to be adjusted there. By dealing the topics of so many kinds, my attention is drawn towards this and that. But I like to have my own permanent position at the dust of your holy feet. That is my located position. From there I can serve best. I can do my duty best. I consider Mahaprabhu say, ওই নন্দতম যা কিঙ্করং পতিতং মহান বিষমে ভবাম্বুজো কৃপয়া তব পাদ পঙ্কজ স্থিত ধূলি সদৃশং বিচিন্তয়। প্লিজ কনসিডার মি অ্যাজ এ ডাস্ট অফ ইয়র হোলি ফিট। দাস্যায় মে রসস্তু রসস্তু নিত্যং সত্যং সৎকায় মে নমস্তু নমস্তু সত্যং। I do not like to be holding a higher position in the service, but my natural trend will be to go towards the lower service. But the Yogamaya will come, no, no, I like to give you this sort of service. Don't disobey me. In this way, they go upward to do that thing. But their natural tendency, inner tendency, always to go down. Oh, I am not fit for this service. I like to serve any smallest, meanest service I want to have. This is my prayer. The meanest service I want. I am not fit to do high service, higher service. But Yogamaya will come. No, no. You must obey me. You have to do this service. Then we'll do that. That will be the attitude, Das Goswami says. The sokha, to come in the same level, no confidential, no. I must go down, lower service. That should be the tendency of your devotee, all. A tendency to go towards the lower part. And never any aggression towards the higher. That is only forced from the common interest management